For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Luke chapter 23, from Luke 23, from verse 39 to 43 is our anchor text for this midweek service. Praise the Lord. Luke 23, 39 to 43. Yes, sir. Luke chapter 23, from verse 39 to 43. Praise God. The Bible says, and one of the malefactors, hallelujah, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God? Seeing thou art in the same condemnation, and we indeed justly, for we receive due reward for our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. Hallelujah. 42. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, word of Jesus in red, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. In our month of Vision February, we'll be looking at maximizing opportunities. Maximizing opportunities this midweek service. Hallelujah. Maximizing opportunities. Maximizing opportunities. This guy, for you to be given the sentence of crucifixion, it should be a capital crime. 2 days ago, I was watching America sentencing somebody to death because of 4 murder cases that were brutal and were confirmed. There are some capital punishment that some nations have even refused, like sentencing somebody to death. Why? Because it has to be a very, very grievous offense. Now, in the Roman government, when somebody was crucified, that means his offense was very grievous. He must have lived as hoodlums, because the other guy said that we deserve what we are getting. But this man is innocent. But then the other one had only one chance in between hell and heaven. Hallelujah. And then that was the chance he took advantage of and asked for mercy. And then Jesus assured us that he made heaven, because he said, today you will be with me in paradise. He maximized the opportunity he had. Hallelujah. Opportunity is a chance for advancement, a chance for progress, a chance to make profit. When you have a chance to advance, now you have a space. Why do you care? Do you care to take this space to move? Now you have this opportunity. Do you want to advance? Hallelujah. That is an opportunity. It means to have a favorable circumstance or occasion that will make you to move forward. And when you maximize something, it means you put it to optimum use. Hallelujah. You put it to optimum use, maximum usage. The highest use of that thing possible. Hallelujah. You have exhausted all the options available and then you have used it. That is what it means to maximize something. Hallelujah. I pray for us that this is an opportunity we have before God, for us to maximize the opportunities that God has given to us. And I pray that our visions will be maximized, because opportunities will keep coming once and again and again. Opportunity to move, opportunity to make certain decisions. It is now our responsibility to take the bold step and be courageous to move. Hallelujah. I heard Dr. Paul Enetche said one time, it just came into my mind as I'm on stage now, said that when they started 3 services, the first service was not even full. When they started 5 services, the second service was only full to the half. And then he came back after one program. He said, we are starting 5 services. Like joke, yes. So at the next, the fifth service, people were full. He was wondering, where have all these people be? Well, because courage means taking a bold step in the midst of fear. That doesn't mean you are not afraid, but in the midst of fear, you take the step. What if this doesn't happen? Forget the what if. Hallelujah. And John Maxwell will always say, let's risk safety be last. Take the bold step. Imagining David, when he confronted Goliath. What if he was dead? Who married the wife that he was promised, who will be exempted from tax? But we'll be able to maximize all the opportunities we have to achieve our visions. Because opportunities will always come for you to actualize what you have ever dreamed from. Now, how do you discern opportunity straight away? How do we know that this is an opportunity we have? Hallelujah. The first thing is that when you have an open door and when you have access, it means this is an opportunity. Take advantage of it. When a door has suddenly been swung open for you, in 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9, the Bible says, a door, a great and effectual door has been opened unto me. Hallelujah. When you have access to someone, that is an opportunity. Example, giving an access to the presidential villa today. It's an opportunity. Hallelujah. Once you have access, or once a door has been opened up to you, it means you have an opportunity. I'm looking at how to discern opportunity. So once you have access, and once a door is opened up to you, it means you have an opportunity. Number two, when it is the season for anything to happen, it means you are in the center of an opportunity. Example, in the book of Genesis chapter 15 verse 13, the Bible says the Israelite will be in captivity for 400 years. And then in that means, what he's saying is that when it is 400 years, that means you have an opportunity to go. Is that not true? Jeremiah 29 verse 10, the Bible says they will be in captivity in Babylon for 70 years. That means when it is 70 years, it is opportunity for you to move. And then Daniel was able to recognize that opportunity and then he seized it. And then they moved. Hallelujah. Number three, how to discern opportunities. When you have answers to your requests, and then when you have answers to your desires, that means an opportunity has presented itself. You have been praying for X, Y, Z, praying for this, praying for that, praying for an open door, and then suddenly the answer has come, or suddenly the opportunity has presented itself. It means you are in the midst of an opportunity. Hallelujah. In Matthew 7:7, the Bible says, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open. That means anytime you ask and then you have been answered, that means an opportunity has come. Anytime you seek something, you have found it. Esther in Esther chapter 5 from verse 4 and verse 8 was asking the king for an opportunity. She was looking for an opportunity to ask him that the children of Israel will not be destroyed. And then when her prayer was requested and granted, when she requested in prayer and then her request was granted, she took advantage of that opportunity and maximized it. Hallelujah. When the king was ready with food, she maximized the opportunity and said, Lord, this is what I want. Hallelujah. This is what I want. And then it was granted unto her. Number four, how to know an opportunity is when you have favor with that person. When you have favor with a thing, or when you have favor with a season. Favor is not always constant. Favor is seasonal. Hallelujah. I remember one time when I was listening to Pastor David Egbeli, he said that when they started the church, there was a man that they found favor with. The man was the one that gave them a little portion that they were using. And then when they needed to move, they discovered they had favor with this one. So they made all the requests with the man and then made him to sign. So that in case he died, the soul will not come and change it. Why? Because you will not always have favor. Hallelujah. When you have favor with a particular government, that is the opportunity to maximize all your chances. Get all the lands you can. Get all the properties you can. Get all the assets you can, because you may not be in favor with the next government. Somebody that was in favor with four governments was Daniel. Was in favor with four different kings. Now we live in a generation where it's possible for us. Hallelujah. But you see, when a government comes, they change everybody in power or in position. Why? Because the person was loyal to the other government. He may be a spy in this new government. So let's get him off. So when you have favor with somebody, maximize it. When somebody's heart is open towards you. Hallelujah. David's heart was open toward Jonathan. And then because of that, he made certain requests. Nehemiah had favor before the king in Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 5. And then when he request, it was granted. Esther 2 in Esther chapter 5 verse 8, and make you make your request, it was granted. So finding favor with that somebody, you must notice people around you. Discover that this person's heart is open towards me. Like we have found favor with the landlord of this place. We have found favor with him. That's why we can make requests and he will grant us. And then when we discover cities of favors like this, it's time to maximize it. Hallelujah. To maximize that opportunity, because it will not always be there. It will not always be there. And then number five, when you have an opportunity to make a request, that's a favorable moment. When you have an opportunity to what? Make a request. That is an opportunity. That is an opportunity. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mark chapter 6 verse 28, and he swore unto her, whatsoever you ask of me, I will give it to you, even unto half of my kingdom. That was the lady that turns before the king and then called the head of John the Baptist was cut off. After dancing, the man was happy. Herod, he said, what do you want? Ask anything, even half of my kingdom I will give you. Imagine having that kind of blank check. The same thing happened to Esther, I believe, Esther chapter 7 verse 2. The king was asking her, ask anything you want, even half of my kingdom and I will give you. So anytime you have an opportunity to ask, you should maximize it. Because many people have received opportunities and they took advantage of it. They ask slow things, and they, is that all you can ask? Is that all you can? And then, you know, when you have the opportunity, okay, there are balances to this. What it means is, you should be able to ask what you know the person can do easily. You know, Bishop Dagalbis, I remember one time I was sharing about this kind of situation. He said, when you meet him, and then you have an opportunity to ask him for something, you will be wrong if you ask him for a mess this best or something like that. But if you ask him for any of his books, he will give you free of charge. Or if you ask him for something within his range, I can easily give, he can give. But when you meet somebody, you know that he can do this kind of thing, maximize it. Because you may not have that chance again forever. Hallelujah. So once you have an opportunity to make a request, maximize that opportunity. Hallelujah. And then we always have an opportunity before God to make any kind of request. So it is left for us to maximize all the opportunities that God grants unto us. Hallelujah. But when you have a chance to negotiate, I am recently learning at the art of negotiation. I'm very, very difficult with negotiating, yes. But I've noticed that there are people that are skillful in making requests. And then they will get the same request granted. I remember going to buy some clothes to my sister, and then she was negotiating with her and asking him for this car, making, I was thinking it was impossible. The person will mention this amount, and then she will mention an impossible amount, and then at the end we'll get it at that amount. Yes. Because you can ask. Hallelujah. And because it is business, the person was not lying. It's business. The person can say the thing 300%. Hallelujah. Because it's business. Hallelujah. But when you have an opportunity to make a request, maximize it. When you have an opportunity to make requests about your vision, maximize it. Hallelujah. And then number seven, how to know and discern an opportunity is discern available options within your reach currently. That means there is something that is around you, there is an opportunity that you must discern that you may maximize. Hallelujah. The ability to discern the available options around us currently will make us to maximize opportunities. Example, just like when we wanted to do the work yesterday, what can we do to make this railing work? I just went around and then I got us something. We save up on spending money. Hallelujah. But we say, I lay beside you options. Like a church that is now big. How can we get more people to come? The wisdom there is to multiply the services. Hallelujah. Business people will like coming in the morning, because serious-minded people like going to things in the morning and then returning. Casual youth will likely come by 9 in the morning. And then elderly people or married people that have children will later come later when the children are dressed and woken up, and then that is by 11. So you know, that's what concepts of things. There are things that we have that are within our reach that we can maximize. What are the options that we have? Okay, we cannot do this one now because we don't have this and this. The ones that we have now, how can we maximize it? Hallelujah. How can we bring out the optimum? Don't forget, maximize means to bring to optimum potential, bring to optimum use. Many people don't optimize their phone. I was looking that I can do control copy with recently, and it shocked me. Yes, I didn't know. They can control copy and then control P and control paste. I didn't know. See, that means I have to be maximizing the phone all the while. We can do many things with the laptop, but many people only watch videos, record songs, and then type. That's the only thing many people do with their laptop, because they are not maximizing it. And then they are not discerning what they can do with it. So with our vision, we have a vision of a global ministry. We have a vision for a global dish. But now that we may not be able to do that, what do we have within our reach that we can use? What we have, we start with it, hallelujah, and start using it. And from there we'll grow. From there we'll grow. You want to have this, this is where you're dreaming for, this is where your vision is taking you to. But currently, where are you? Start with what you have. Hallelujah. Start with what you have. I like hearing young people say, I am currently working on this, or I have moved this done. I am planning to do this, I'm planning. And then all you have is a plan. Start with what you have. Somebody was telling me yesterday that she just got an accommodation and then she needs to furnish it. I said, listen, you don't need a lot of things to furnish your room. And the Bible says they gave Elisha three things: a table, a mat, a bed, and a lantern. That's it. All you need is a bed and then the basic kitchen utensils. You may not need cutlery. Just get 2 spoons or 3 spoons and then your life can move on until when you are comfortable. It's not true. Just maximize the opportunity you have currently. Get the bed, get the stool, get the light, and then you are set to move on. Hallelujah. So we must know how to maximize the things we have available with us. If you have a particular set of clothes, we have a particular set of clothes. That was when I learned combinations. I must learn how to combine the right colors. Hallelujah. And people don't know these are the only things you have because you are maximizing what you have currently. And then it will excuse you from complaining. I don't have this. I don't have this. I don't have this. Only if we learn how to use. Hallelujah. If we say we want to look at things to complain here, there are many things we can complain about. But then we have trained our eyes in such a way that we don't look at what is not there. We look at what we have. And then we have learned to maximize what we have. Because it's not always about what you don't have, but what you have. I've learned on Sunday. There were Sundays when many people are around in service. But then I've been looking at some empty chairs. I've been looking at some people that were not around. Then what did the Holy Spirit told me? Why don't you focus on those that are already here? Is that not true? Why don't we focus on those that we have? Why focus on those that we are not around or those that are not absent? And from that day, I changed permanently. Anybody that is around, I focus my energy on that. You don't focus on what is not around. Focus on what, after you can deal with what is not available and get the solution. But meanwhile, look at the available options and then maximize it. Hallelujah. Then maximize it. Now, how do you maximize opportunities? Number one is prepare before opportunities come. Prepare during the season of opportunities. Esther prepared the feast before she invited the king. True? Joseph trained himself with the ability of dream interpretation before he confronted Pharaoh. David trained himself with the art of fighting before he confronted Goliath. Learn behind in the bush. Learn behind in the bush. Learn behind in the bush. And when opportunities come, you will never miss it. Hallelujah. You see, that is why, I remember those days, I preached a message one time, the glory of little beginning. And very soon I will write a book on that. Hallelujah. The glory of little beginning. I remember that time when I was writing that message, it was like the Holy Spirit was speaking voice. He said, now in this phase of your life, you can make all the mistakes. Learn. Learn how to carry people. Learn how to, I was listening to Bishop Dag. He said, as I'm preaching to you, you may not know what is happening, but I'm preaching out of experience. He said, a lot that I'm doing right now is out of experience. He said, it's true. Looking at how to control the crowd, what is happening, you see his eyes moving all around. You know, you will not learn that if that's your first time. Hallelujah. The more you do it behind, you are preparing for opportunities to maximize them. You are preparing. When you stand before a crowd, I can remember the first time I had to preach in orientation camp was the biggest audience I've ever preached to. That is a strange audience. And then when I got up there, I was thinking I'll be afraid or I'll be shaking. But I was shockingly not afraid. Why? Because I was training myself. I have been training how to preach. So when I was there, because we were waiting for the preacher to come. And the preacher did not come. The corpus were already leaving. It was almost time for service to over. And that was Capitation Sunday. And then there was no topic, no preparation, nothing. I climbed that stairs, I started singing, thinking before the minister will come. I said, oh boy, we have to preach. Then a scripture just came from the lady that sang. I just pick over from there and then continue on flow. And then that was it. In my days in NYC camp, that was the Sunday we had the presentation all through the camp. You know, that is the way you know that this, first of all, it has to be God, because God took over, spoke through. And then, because if I've even planned it, I may even take the glory. But it was totally supernatural. People came out, we are crying. I'm like, what is happening? But see, yeah, if that wouldn't have been the first day I was preaching. I was doing it a while. You learn how to introduce, how to say. The first day you make mistake. The first day you clear everything, you make mistakes. But you prepare, train yourself, so that when opportunity comes, they said opportunity is when hard work, or they say luck is when hard work meet opportunity. The people call it luck, but it's not actually luck. The person has been trained. Just that he didn't get the opportunity. So let's prepare ourselves. Train ourselves in the secret. Worship. Pray. Begin to preach. I remember preaching to, there was a day I came to service. It was 30 minutes into service at the beginning of this year. I was almost looking at the guy and said, no, I'll preach this year. So I took it to the chairs because somebody came. Yes. Let's continue preaching. I said, you go to and be preaching to cows. Look at empty auditorium and be preaching to them. Learning how to preach. He was preparing for now when he had the mega church. So let's prepare before the opportunity. How to maximize the opportunity. Prepare before. And when the opportunity comes, you act. Number two is, take all opportunities with absolute commitment. No laziness. Take all commitment or opportunity with absolute commitment. All opportunities. You see, Samit, you know, there are things that people do that I know is out of ignorance. Because, you see, leading a song in a midweek service is the same as leading a song concert, but people don't know that. They will prefer to train and be ready and not be ready to minister well in a midweek service. But this is an opportunity to maximize yourself. I was listening to a story about Pastor Nathaniel Bassey and then Mike Modoc when he came to preach in the House of the Rock Church. So it was a morning service, and most musicians want evening service when everywhere will be full. So they needed somebody to come and minister. I said, Nathaniel Bassey, hey, come put me now. I'm going to minister now. Yes, I'm going to minister now. So he ministered in the morning. Then Mike Modoc said, stand. So he called him forward to the stage. He said, don't go. I sense you are humble. He raised a seat of thousands of dollars. I cannot remember the amount for thousands of dollars and gave him. Right there. Why? Because no opportunity should be taken with levity. If Jesus himself did not interpret the dream of the people in the prisoners, he said, no, me, my anointing is for major people. He would never be recommended. He maximized that opportunity. Maximized it. When David met Goliath, he never knew he would become a king. He never knew something like that would grow. But this was an opportunity, and he maximized it. So if you can take advantage of every opportunity, hallelujah, every opportunity, absolute commitment. Preaching now is like preaching on Sunday. It's the same thing. This is the same way I prepare them. This, everything is the same. Hallelujah. I know there will be a sense of this is Sunday, this kind of emotional rush, but I've trained myself that every day with the same passion, you pray before. Pray before with the same passion, prepare with the same passion, study not the same passion. Hallelujah. Because every opportunity, see, there are days when I didn't know that a lot of people would come, and a lot of people came. There are days when I thought a lot of people will come, and they did not come. So I've learned that over every service, just be ready. Just be ready. A day when you're not ready to minister, that when you have a sick person. So every time you have the opportunity, take it with absolute commitment. When you are preaching to one soul, preach with passion. If you are preaching in a village, preach with passion. If you are preaching anywhere you are, because there could be somebody in the audience that's coming from a city that will recommend you. Is that not true? There could be somebody that can speak for you. Because anytime you are invited, somebody spoke for you. God may have taken you there, but God used somebody to speak for you. In that deliberation, some people say, no, we should not bring us. Oh no, I know him. He's very anointed. He can deliver. Somebody spoke for you. And then the person must have heard you when a day you may be thinking, nothing really, but something happened in that meeting, but you never know. Somebody took notice of you and recommend you. So take all opportunities with commitment. And then number determined to bring your best to the table anytime and any moment. Psalms 90 verse 1, hallelujah. Determined to bring your best. I remember one time when I was preaching, and then I had one revelation that God gave me. I knew if I share it the next day, it will blow the young guys up. But as I was up in that crusade, the Holy Spirit said, say it now. Say it now. I said, no, this point is for tomorrow. Say it now. And I remember I said it. And then the next day, because once you empty your tongue, new one will come. I've learned always to share what you know. Because when you share it, you get more. When you share it, you get more. So determine to bring your best. Anytime you have the opportunity, bring your best. Bring your best to the table. Anytime, any moment. Don't leave your best for an celestial or for a special opportunities. Every time, bring your best to the table, and by that you will maximize opportunities, because you will never know that this may be your last chance. Hallelujah. You may never know. Number four, work with the consciousness that another opportunity may not come. You see, why people don't maximize opportunities? Because they think another one will come. Hallelujah. They think another husband will come. They think another guy will come. You know, some ladies say, I am still young. I'm just 25. Oh, another one will come. And then another one never came. Hallelujah. Never came. I'm just young. I'm just 22. Guys will come. That was when they missed their husband. Another one never came. Hallelujah. We may not have another opportunity like this. We may not have. Lucifer never had a second chance. Judas never had. Many people never had an opportunity to repeat itself. So when we have an opportunity, a chance, maximize it. Especially when it has to do with your vision. When it's time to move, move. I was speaking with somebody today that's having an opportunity to travel outside the country. Meanwhile, the person said that he had a dream, or she had a dream. I saw herself traveling before the opportunity came. I said, oh, young girl, see, move. Move. You may not have that kind of opportunity. And then there was somebody that was sponsoring him. You may not have the money next year when you are ready. Now it's time to move. Hallelujah. So walk with the consciousness that that opportunity will not come again. You may not see that person to give you a blank again. What do you want? Hallelujah. And then be aware that the opportunities are seasonal, because opportunities don't come like every time. The Bible says an angel goes once in a while to steer the water in John chapter 5 verse 4. Once in a while, Bible says you miss your season of visitation. There will be a time that God has calculated to lift us. And if we missed it, that was it. Just imagine where we had the opportunity for this place. And then we had the cash. And then we say, no. Let's look for another place. Let's use the money and buy a house or buy a car. I told you I was standing by that place when somebody came and said, please, I'm looking for the owner of this place. We are looking for a venue for church. Just imagine if you didn't maximize that opportunity. You will not get it again. Because looking for money. Hallelujah. Yes. So let's be aware that the opportunities are seasonal. They may not come again. They may not come again. And then be aware that we are replaceable. If vision, and then we have an opportunity and we don't use it, we'll be replaced. Esther vastly never thought she could be replaced when she had an opportunity to go and meet her husband. She thought she was everything. She was figure 8. She was beautiful. And then that was all she needed. Saul was replaced by David. He never thought he could be replaced, but he was replaced. Hallelujah. So be aware that the opportunity we have, we can be replaced. I know very well that if I decide to leave ministry, somebody will be bigger and better will rise in Kogi State. That's the truth. A lot of people will rise. God will rise another young guy and bring him from somewhere. Many people are coming to serve. God will take somebody to stay behind. And then God will use him. Hallelujah. Mightily. So when you know that you are replaceable, you will maximize the opportunity you have. Because now somebody can take your place. Hallelujah. Somebody can take your place. And then the good thing is that when you are replaced, God will replace somebody better than you, that you will know your impact will not be felt. As if you never existed. Bishop Pastor David, that day boy that was close to 79, said, God told him one day when he was walking close to the beach to draw his image. And when he drew the image, the way water come and pass in the beach came and covered the image. He said, the day you become proud, that's when I will cover you up. And you'll be like, see if you never, there will not even be a trace of you on the earth. I mean, they cannot see you. Hallelujah. I mean, everyone is replaceable. Hallelujah. So we pray that Lord will maximize all the opportunities. And then let's employ all legit options we have, never to miss opportunities. Something happened in 2 Kings 4 verse 9. The widow was seeing a prophet passing, and then he needed something, and then she gave him. And then that was her opportunity. Jacob was met with an angel. And then that was his opportunity to have his name changed from Jacob to Israel. He said, Lord, I will not let you go until you bless me. And that was when he got blessed. He maximized the opportunity. Hallelujah. So there are people that have access to me now that may not have access to me in the future. That is the truth. And then the people that don't maximize the opportunity they have now may not, you see, every busy man at the top once upon a time was accessible. But then the people around him never maximize the opportunity of creating that relationship that they can have access to him anytime. I believe there are people that walk up to Daddy Adeboye's office as busy as he, and they'll say, ah, that is inside, I'm going. But there are people that will never see him for years. Why? Because when he was at the position where there could be a relationship that we could have assets, they never maximized it. Hallelujah. So now that people have opportunity, or they will have access to people, we should be able to maximize it. Maximize up the opportunity we have to create relationship, and then we'll be able to maximize. And then also sensitivity is very, very important to realize that, oh boy, why am I saying oh boy today? To realize that the heavens are open. There's a way we can be sensitive to it. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Why many people don't miss opportunity or lose opportunities because of ignorance and insensitivity? The Bible says my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge and ignorance. They don't know that this is an opportunity. This is a real chance. Hallelujah. I have met people say that they never knew that the lady liked them or the guy liked them, and then that was how they missed their marriage partner. Been together for long, for years, until when you are leaving. Hallelujah. Somebody was telling me that we are about passing out. I want to ask this out. I want to wait when I go home. I say, young man, see, talking from her with the phone is different from talking to her now. Now that you have the chance, you have her heart open up to you because of XYZ, open your mouth and talk. Yes. Hallelujah. Maximize the opportunity. When you say no, you can convince her now, here. And then she can change her mind. So unplay all legend opportunity and be sensitive. People are ignorant and insensitive. Hallelujah. And then people think that opportunity will come, or another opportunity will come. It will present itself. It will present itself. I'll have another beautiful girl. I have another one. I remember when God was telling me about my wife, about getting married to her. I said, Lord, no. It was difficult for me to decide then because of my ignorance. Then I remember one day the Holy Spirit told me, I can remember the word exactly like this. If you don't marry her, do you think you'll find somebody that will love you like her? I said, God of mercy. When I had that, that was when I knew my mind was made up. I said, this is it. This is it. Because another one may not come that likes you like that, that will kill himself for you. Another one may not come like that. Another one may not present. You have no guarantee that you have somebody else. You have no guarantee you have somebody, person that cares for you like that. So don't think opportunities will always come. Hallelujah. Maximize the one we have now. Maximize the one we have. The little resources, let's maximize it. The little time we have, like we are young now, let's maximize it. Things will change because one thing that is constant about lives is change. And then we must maximize what we have so that when things change, we are at advantage. You understand? When things change, we are what? At advantage. We are not losing. Because if we maximize this moment, what will come in the future will be an advantage to us and not a disadvantage. If we maximize this youthful season, like I'm just thinking about now, writing a book is easy because I have a lot of people that are into designing. I have to maximize them now, even though we know you have them. Hallelujah. But things will change. Things will change. And then the way opportunities always come, people always miss it because I had this statement, opportunities always come dressed like work. Is that not true? I heard that statement before. Opportunity always come dressed like work. Work like challenge. Dress like work. Dress like challenge. When Goliath come, that was the opportunity for David to rise. But Goliath came to him like a problem to devour. Yes. Everybody that has ever risen rose because they solved a challenge. People that become popular, if a man of God become popular, it's because he solved a very critical challenge of somebody's life. But that was the opportunity to lift him. He didn't know. Healing that crippled person was a breakthrough. But when you saw it, the opportunity came as a challenge. So when you see a problem, that is God telling you, this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. When you see a challenge, when you see a need, when you see a problem, God is telling you, this is an opportunity. Maximize it. Solve the problem. Many people miss opportunity because of the way it always comes. But when you have mastered the art of solving problems, looking at opportunities or challenges as opportunity to rise, you will never miss opportunities. I read stories of Americans deploying to Nigeria to start companies. I read stories of people. I said, this is the same Nigeria that people are complaining about that has nothing. I watched a video of somebody saying that he can literally pick gold in Nigeria because where there is people, there is money. Hallelujah. So when we learn how to recognize opportunities and challenges, we'll see a lot of benefit and then we'll be able to maximize it. I pray God will help us not to miss any chance presented to us in our vision. As we look at our lives, focusing on our goal and vision, every opportunity will not be missed. And I pray that every opportunity we have missed, the Lord God replace it in the name of Jesus. Every missed chance to win a soul, every missed chance to expand, every missed opportunity, the grace of God caused it to be replaced in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we appreciate God for His word and say, Father, we thank you. May your word break through, produce results. Shamanta kaprana mandali krodo pontosali kradia. Paratole radabada shakata brakada regadia. Mente mambrodo bonos kubila kade bregadele gede regade balada. Jagabagada randa balanda zilanda brado selende predila kadoma la di credibida. Velembre de mende kede regade begade regade begadia. Father Lord, we receive the grace to maximize opportunities. 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 We receive the grace to maximize opportunities in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the praise, for in Jesus' precious name we pray. As we step out this night, I declare that our night is blessed. Our day is blessed. We pray for all our members, wherever they are, that the blessings of God rest upon them, the strength of God rest upon them. They advance and they prosper all that they do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.